Welcome into prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for praying for us and for being a part of our support team here at listener-supported, non-commercial, educational, Christian radio, WHCB. Now, WHCB, the call letters, we herald Christ's blessings. You know, those call letters were on a U.S. Coast Guard cutter, I'll get it right, a U.S. Coast Guard cutter, the USS Brazos, when we wanted to use those here at WHCB. We asked the Federal Communications Commission to ask the Coast Guard if we could have those call letters. And the Coast Guard relinquished the call letters and gave them to us, and we were able to use them here at 91.5 FM. It was important to us because we had a desire to have a station with the acronym WHCB for We Herald Christ's Blessings. And so when WHCB was started, it was patterned, at least in thought, by the missionary station HCJB in Quito, Ecuador. HCJB heralding Christ Jesus blessings. Now, in the United States, you either have to have a W if you're east of the Mississippi or a K if you're west of the Mississippi in your call letters. That's required by law. And so we had to have W as the beginning. And so instead of it being HCJB or something close to that, it became WHCB. We Herald Christ's Blessings. And over the years, that got shortened to The Blessing as far as the moniker for the station. The Blessing, because people have a hard time remembering four words, they can remember two. Now, I don't know that that's the case, but that's what we're told by those that know better than I do. But whether you call us The Blessing, or you call us WHCB, or you remember our entire name, We Herald Christ's Blessings, you get the idea of why we're here. We're here to put forth the truth of God's love for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're here to let you know there is salvation in no other name other than the name of Jesus Christ. We want you to know that. We want you to love him as he loves us. And we are excited every morning when we get together with you just to be able to talk about how good God is. Now, from time to time, I get things in the mail from our listeners. Now, it's unusual anymore to get a letter from anybody, especially with the postage always going up. And you buy those forever stamps and you hope they last forever, but you use them up and then you have to buy new ones, so you wind up paying the price no matter what at some point. But we have a number of folks who still write to us in addition to those that email us, and we appreciate hearing from you any way you want to get in touch with us. But recently, in fact, it's been some weeks now, I received a package of a few items, some of which I'll be sharing with you here on Prayer Time, and here's one of them. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, Psalm 37:23, the first part of it, and it's titled Wait on the Lord by Dean Beatty, Reverend Dean Beatty. If fellowship with God is what you long to find, do not run ahead, nor should you lag behind. God will direct our paths when we walk by his side. He promised in his word to always be our guide. We're to wait upon the Lord, for he knows the way ahead. If we're walking close to him, then we'll be safely led. Sometimes the path is dark and shadows fill the way. Then draw even nearer, so you'll not go astray. Not every path is sunny. There'll be some quite drear. But when walking by his side, we'll know he led us there. It's comforting to know we never need walk alone. and at our journey's end we'll see Christ upon his throne. So wait upon the Lord and walk in sweet accord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Do not run ahead, nor should you lag behind. It's fellowship with God is what you long to find. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, Psalm 37:23, and that wait on the Lord is by Reverend Dean Beatty, sent to me by one of our fine listeners and supporters of WHCB. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that's dawning. We thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for who you are and what you do for us, your provision that you make for us on a daily basis, and we thank you for that. Give us this day our daily bread, we are taught to pray by our Lord and Savior. And so we pray that. We ask for our daily needs for today. And we thank you for what you're providing. We give you praise, for you alone are worthy of praise. You alone are worthy of honor. You alone are worthy of glory. And we offer it all to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, Father, we thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. And we ask you that you would today work through our hearts and lives. We're not too smart sometimes, Lord. We sometimes forget the basic things. Help us to remember them. Help us to remember the truth of who you are and what you want to do for us, through us, and to us. I ask, Lord, that you would do the work that needs to be done in our lives today. Clean us up. Make us fit for your service. Help us to eradicate those things that would be harmful to our spiritual life. Help us to be refreshed by your Holy Spirit today. And Father, then we would ask for your provision for the work of WHCB and for these other ministries that we know of that are standing firm for the truth. We ask, Lord, that you would protect them from oppression, be it inside or outside. We ask that you would protect them from intrusion, that you would give them peace and freedom as they have opportunity to minister your truth. Now, Lord, we love you, but our love is insufficient. Our love is not worthy of you, and we realize that. But, Lord, we want you to know that we love you. And we just bow down before you this morning, giving you our praise, giving you our all. And we thank you. We thank you. Because today is going to be a great day in Christ Jesus, and we thank you for that. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.